You're listening to the Whistle Pulse podcast with me, Laura Hanlon, keeping your finger on the pulse with all the local info you need to know. I've got you covered every weekday morning. Good morning. Happy Wednesday. How are you? Well, we've got some pretty exciting news today on the grooming report. Hang tight. After a flurry around 5 a.m. at Pig Alley means, oh, there's a centimeter or two on the snow ruler. But after just 5 centimeters being recorded yesterday, that wasn't the case. What a sleeper surprise amount of pow in the Alpine. Like easily 15 centimeters, maybe 20 in spots. Yeah, sure. It was overlying a pretty firm crust in some areas, but that was fun yesterday. What a surprise. I'm looking forward to tomorrow morning if we get the amount of snow, well, a little more snow than predicted. So that's exciting. Mm-hmm. Starting really today, to be honest, we're going to have a really cloudy day with a lot of scattered flurries and hopefully a bit more moderate precip tonight. But yeah, just 12 centimeters recorded at 1600 meters at Pig Alley in the past 7 days. But yeah, much more than that. Yesterday, Spanky's was fun. Yeah, it was a good surprise amount. I enjoyed it. I hope you did too, especially because the temperatures have been so good as well. It means that we're getting better quality groomers over the past couple days. What with the freezing level, only getting above freezing yesterday at Pig Alley by a degree. It did drop again below freezing at around 6:30. And the temperatures have cooled off quite a lot. Yeah, we're talking like -8 at the Horseman Hut this morning, along with similarly at the peak of Whistler, but around the Rendezvous and Roundhouse, -5 to -6 degrees. And there is a southeasterly wind direction with some pretty moderate wind speeds right now in the high Alpine, 50 to 60 kilometers an hour. And we are due gusty wind speeds in the high Alpine with this incoming low pressure tonight, this system. So variable visibility to be expected, a freezing level of probably 1200 meters. And yeah, temperatures around the Rendezvous and Roundhouse lodges to pretty much stick where they're at, around -5 with this south-southeasterly. So light snow throughout the day and hopefully 4 to 8 centimeters. Well, obviously, hopefully more, especially for some wind-loaded areas like yesterday. So runs of the day are Ridge Runner on Blackcomb along with Raven to Old Crow in the Saddle on Whistler. However, apparently, Lower Francis has been groomed today. Yeah, I'm like, what? That's got to be only the second time that has been groomed this year. But it's on the grooming report. Yeah, Lower Francis apparently. So wait, this is on Whistler Peak. I need to know when this updates because on WBs, it's not. So was it groomed yesterday? Oh, I'm sorry for that. Unsurety around that information, but you'll know once you hit the crossroads and you peek over. But okay, maybe it was yesterday? Shoot, sorry to miss that. But yes, have at it. Groomers are going to be in better condition than last week where we really saw that big temperature swing and some solar effect. But having said that, quite a bit of sunshine yesterday. For AVI risk, you're wondering, well, still low avalanche danger from the bulletin for Alpine tree line and below tree line elevations. The bulletin reading that avalanche conditions are generally safe, but travel is difficult. Do watch for pockets of unstable snow in steep terrain is a new addition to today's today's bulletin. And I noticed ski guide Holly Walker put up a conditions report about the Spearhead Traverse from March 22nd to 24th. Yeah, with those notification about the open crevasses and the firm conditions on that currently. In fact, someone has also tried to shotgun the Cayouche Hut for Thursday afternoon. I don't know if that's really quite how it works. But yeah, those are your AVI conditions. But I want to give you a heads up that on the long range, we're going to see a high freezing level again, really kind of hit Sunday. Yeah, what with some clear skies coming Saturday, Sunday. Sunday, we're going to have a really high freezing level. So yeah, make the most of these cooler temperatures and a little dust in a fresh snow. Oh, so you want your valley and road conditions? Of course you do. Brought to you by Bryce Morris at Greg Gardner GM in Squamish. Give him a call if you're in the market for a new vehicle in the Cedar Sky. Because yes, there is some maintenance planned starting today between Alice Lake Road and Daisy Lake Road. There will be a right lane closure due to a shoulder repair. That's at the Cullerton Creek Bridge. So FYI, that is happening today right through until 3:15 with that single lane alternating traffic continuing today too between Blackcomb Way and Nicholas North Boulevard due to those BC Hydro transmission lines, the tree pruning happening underneath there, as well as by Nairn Falls, but that's tomorrow in the northbound lane. That will affect your drive in between Pemberton and Whistler if you're if you're heading from Whistler to Pemby. That's tomorrow, but for valley weather, the skies on the Duffy Lake Road look pretty great this morning. Cool temperatures to be expected up there, so make sure you're prepared for all eventualities. And here in the valley in Whistler, well, it was a bit warmer than anticipated yesterday at 9 degrees, but with a high of 6 today, what with snow mixed with some rain, potential for a couple centimeters even in the valley, apparently. But with the high of 6 degrees expected later today, that will melt pretty quickly, but potentially a little dusting overnight as well. Mm-hmm. And we're officially into the dawn time. It's in the sixes now. 6:57. Wow. But expect some mixed precip today and a high of 6 in the valley and some cloudy skies and flurries again and a low of 1 degree. Mm-hmm. It's a Wednesday. I thought it was a Tuesday when I woke up, seriously, but it's a Wednesday, which means a few things. A plethora of programming at the library, of course, because it's a Wednesday. That means their WCSS outreach is happening at the library. Their community integration services drop in, their Work BC employment services drop in, their migrant worker support services drop in too. But also their meeting of the virtual community book club, their meeting online, and their Art Hive, their arts and crafts night at the library too at 6 p.m. So the virtual book club meets at 7. They are discussing the same book as yesterday, the in-person meeting on Monday, and that Small Game by Blair Braverman. But you can get involved. You have up until April 24th to read Clara and the Sun, which is the next meeting. Also a Wednesday does mean that you've got Let's Get Quizzical happening at Tapley's. And look, according to Stash's Instagram, it'll be there. They're taking a 2-week break. So enjoy. Let's Get Quizzical tonight at Tapley's. RMU had quiz night yesterday, but it looks like Vinyl Richie, he took the opportunity to thank the Brewhouse for their support of their old school hip hop and reggae night this winter. And he's hoping they can fire it up again in the future. So that, unfortunately, on Tuesdays has come to an end. Shucks. But hope to see some more greatness come from Foxy Moron and Vinyl Richie super soon. And the, Anonymous Art Show, what with it officially opening yesterday, is open to the public today. There is also at the Squamish Lillooet Cultural Centre a couple things. Congratulations to wish to Liza Wally, who was previously with the Brew Creek Centre. She will be becoming the new executive director of the SLCC starting on April 2nd. So congratulations, Liza. That's amazing news. And at the Squamish Lillooet Cultural Centre today at 3 p.m. is a Salish drum workshop, actually. Yeah. And I've already mentioned it, but at the Point Artist Run Centre in Alter Lake, they have their acrylic painting workshop too, 2 till 4. And the Whistler Rainbow Connection will be meeting at 5 till 6 today at the Maury Young Arts Centre. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. And of course, it's a Wednesday, which means a really rowdy après at Merlin's with the Hair Farmers. And I know it's getting repetitive, but I still don't know who is playing at the Dublin Gate. Their website hasn't been updated in a few, but there will be live music. I am quite sure of it, but let's have a look at what else to let you know of. Well, I wanted to notify you of the live music that is coming up for the Whistler Ski and Snowboard Festival because, it's so fantastic to see that Callie Tuna and Cut Chemist are actually going to be playing. That is huge. Well, have a look at the dates tomorrow so you can have, a better idea. But no, Cali Tuna and Cut Chemist are going to be playing on the Saturday, April 13th on the stage. That is so amazing. Nostalgics, Night Tales are some of the other bands that will be playing as well. Red Chair too. And there's going to be some DJ lineups within the Gibbons bars as well. But I am looking forward to seeing Ski Tour tonight with special guest N2N as well. That is going to be mega. And yes, there are going to be a few extra tickets on the door, but you're going to need to be there a little before 5 p.m. to try and get a hold of one of those tickets. Mm-hmm. And there's a blast on the past online that I've been enjoying looking into. A coin made in Whistler. It found in a childhood piggy bank. This is from 1993 with a dollar value. And Paul Fournier providing some context. He was president of the Whistler Lions Club at the time. And they were hoping that those would catch on to generate funds towards building the arena at Meadow Park. And yeah, it's this coin. One side has a skier, you know, shredding pow, big poles with, an evergreen in the background, and what looks to be the entrance of the River of Golden Dreams from Alta Lake with a little bit of wedge in the background. But how cool. I want to know more about this coin. So that's super fun. A little bit of local history. And a couple locals were needed birthday shout out today. Jess Hewitt's birthday today. Jess, so lovely to see you at Tanya Moore's surprise birthday party the other week. Happy birthday to you today, along with the wonderful Erin Canty's birthday too. Canty, I hope you have, I'm sure you do, some amazing plans. So happy birthday. And to Stephanie O'Keel, who will be celebrating at the GLC later today with Ski Tour and N2N. So Stephanie, I'll see you there. Happy, happy birthday. And today's awesome throwback facts are, of course, brought to you by the wonderful Stinkies on the Stroll. Did you know it was on this day in 1871 that the first international rugby union match took place? Yeah, it was in Edinburgh, and that was between Scotland and England. I know, with a low score of just 1-0, actually. Yeah, 1871. Cracker, Stinkies sports lager for that one. In 1948, just 11 days after being released from prison, jazz singer Billie Holiday, she played in front of a sold-out crowd at Carnegie Hall. Yeah. And I'm sorry, Sally Bennett, but it was on this day in 1972 that Elvis Presley recorded what would be his last major hit, Burning Love. Yeah, 72. Mm-hmm. But in 1984, Bryan Adams, he went into Little Mountain Sound in Vancouver to record Run to You. Yeah. Off his fourth studio album, Reckless, 1984. But then in 87, you know, if you're a big Canucks fan, he's looking at you, Jackie Tulip, Where the Streets Have No Name. Well, when U2 performed in downtown LA on the roof of a store to make the video, it was on this day in 1987. And it, attracted thousands of spectators, brought traffic to a standstill, and the police eventually had to stop the shoot. But that was this day. There you go. I know. Oh, today's joke of the day, brought to you by Coast Mountain Brewing. Well, why can't you hear a psychiatrist using the bathroom? Because the pee is silent. Track of the day today is a beautiful track that came out last month from a talented Maryland singer, Maggie Rogers. She's also graduated from Harvard, I believe. Yeah, Maggie Rogers and her track, Don't Forget Me, that came out last month. Beautiful. Love the vocals on it. And it is track of the day. So, yeah, I'm going to leave you to it and get on my way because I'm going to be doing a rockstar barista shift at Bread today. So maybe you should come on down and get the best locally and lovingly made bread and baked goods and a coffee made by me. I'll see you there.
Whistle Pulse podcast is here for you every weekday morning at 7:15-ish and is sponsored by Stinkies on the Stroll. Stroll on down for all your hunger, thirst, sporting and apres needs.